Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's Little Child Day. But I see that as far as your siblings go, one in four people are estranged from at least one brother or sister. And so taking your calls, 818-955-2955, for the reason you don't talk anymore. For fun and prizes. So let that loser of a brother or sister win you something by telling us the story of why you don't talk to them anymore. It's a little estranged face-off. 818-955-2955. Let's see, who was first? It looks like Steve. Hello, Steve. You don't talk to your sister anymore?
Hello?
Steve?
Hello? Yes, sir.
I understand why she doesn't talk to you anymore, because you don't even know when you're on the phone.
Steve.
My bad. I had it on speaker. Sorry, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, you are long-time
listener. Yeah, we can tell.
All right, Steve. Why are you estranged from your sister?
She actually, like most kids, they think... We always think that our parents, abuse us and beat us more than they actually did. So my older sister, she stopped talking to my mom since I was in eighth grade. And then she moved to Vegas, Cali, and then now she lives in West Virginia, I believe. And the last time I saw her was when I was 22. I was in the military. Our grandmother passed away. She came back to visit, and I was like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Family misses you. Everybody's like, I get it. You don't want to talk to mom. But what's going on? And she just it was like if a switch flipped in her head, she just flipped the rails. And this was at my grandmother's funeral, too. She's like, I told you guys to leave me alone. Stop bringing her up. The past is the past.
Well, hang on a second. I think it might be because she's saying she was beat as a kid, and you're kind of saying, no, you're saying we were beat way more than we were beat. And so you're basically telling her, that what her truth is wasn't true.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, obviously all of our parents, spanked us, that kind of stuff. But no, I have a middle sister as well. Uh-huh. And she's actually the aggressive one. She's violent. She's angry.
Can't imagine why.
She has,
and she stay on hold, Steve. Okay, I think we get the gist of the story. I don't want to hear the whole damn thing. It's that Heidi's correct. It's like she's saying she was abused in a certain way, and he's like, oh, we were all spanked, but maybe she got a little more of the deal than you think. And it's like she's like, I can't be around anymore, and you're like,
oh, we miss you. Come on back while you're doing this to the family.
Well,
it's
you
like
tell
doing
me
the family.
That
son
yeah,
of a bitch tips over the coffin.
I think there's more to it, Steve.
You can't
maybe
tell somebody
maybe
their
be,
truth, not their
maybe
truth.
Maybe be a better listener.
There we go.
All right, so Steve's out. Sorry, Steve. We're on your sister's side. We don't even know her story, but we kind of get it. A little bit of she had to get the hell out of town when you were in eighth grade and never look back until grandma died. Felt obligated to go back and see grandma, who never had anything to do with it. Who would have protected her if grandma would have known. But somebody didn't protect her. That's why she left.
Right. And there's no need to put herself in that situation.
So you need to be a better brother and let her know she's protected now.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're going to listen and you believe her.
Right.
You all right? That's brothers looking out for sisters.
Speaking of brothers, can I show you this is the relationship I have with my brother. I was just going through to see the last time he texted me. And on May 13th, he texted, hey, sis, I'm going to Florida. And I go, wow, nice. Have fun. And then yesterday, August, he said, they don't make tab anymore. And I said, I know.
Wow.
That's our text.
Well, what I have noticed in this thread is that he's always trying to reach out and break the ice. Even though he's a horrible conversationalist.
Yeah, he's yearning for your connection.
He is just trying to start some kind of dialogue. You're never the one saying random thought that you've noticed, and I got to text Darren that they don't make tab. he's making an effort and somebody ain't.
But I texted back,
I know. You did text back, but you're never, he's just waiting for that time that you do it first. Okay, anyway.
I'm going to write, good morning, thinking of you. See how it'll take him a month to be like, hey, me too. It just
Can you believe they don't have Marlboro Miles anymore? Just text that.
Yeah, say, no, no, don't.
How am I going to get my couch and my jeans?
Don't text something gay like, good morning, thinking of you. Text something like, does Wanda make good pumpkin pie? That's it.
Okay.
How's Wanda's pumpkin pie? That's all. Don't say I want to know. Just that's the one sentence.
Okay, I'm going to text it right now.
I was hankering pumpkin pie and thought of Wanda. And to see what he says.
Good pumpkin pie, question mark.
All right, here we go. Hey, Pam.
I'll let you know.
Pam.
Yes. Hi, Frank.
Can't imagine why your family doesn't talk to you anymore. All right, Pam.
Oh, it takes a second. So, I'm the oldest of four girls. About 10 years ago, both of my parents passed away really close to each other. And we were really close family, like, did all the holidays together. And so, after they died, we were at loss, just trying to, like, figure it out. But we'd rent a cabin up in Big Bear. And my youngest sister would have a little too much to drink and get crazy and start yelling at us all and accusing us of things about the funeral.
Like what? I want to know details. I don't want to know this roundabout crap because roundabout's boring. This is
funeral or will?
Like, Pam, so you didn't pay for your part of the coffin.
Right.
Well, we...
you cheap bitch. I want to hear the juice.
We cremated my dad. And she insisted that his wishes were to be buried. That was a big one.
Well, that is a big one. Well, you didn't know his wishes?
Yeah, there were three of us, though. Well, it was three against one. So,
different idea? It's like she heard cremated, or she heard buried in the ground, and you all three heard cremated. That's opposite ends of the spectrum.
It is, but I don't know. She's just crazy. She had her own stuff in her mind, comes up with things that none of us agreed with. She got really upset because my sister got the house. She bought us out. But everything in the property, it was a pretty big property.
Sounds like to me? It sounds like a lot of these are going to be calls about mom and dad died and I got effed.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of texts are coming in exactly with that. It's like, you know, yeah, she went, mom died, she went to mom's house, had a garage sale, sold everything, kept the money. I'm like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her since.
You see people's true colors when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Hello, Veronica. Her sister didn't care about her parents. Is this a mom and dad died sort of thing?
Yes. Good morning. So, yeah, I'm echoing everyone else's sentiment. Both of my parents passed away within 3 years of each other, but my sister was never involved in as they aged. My mom was living with me. She lived like 2 minutes away from us and never visited her.
Oh, wow. Why not? Was she busy? I mean, she had like, other things to take care of. She had a good excuse or no excuse at all?
You know, until this day, we don't know. She left home when she was 17. We're in our 40s now.
Well, if you don't know, so you hadn't talked to her since she was 17, how do you expect her to show up while your parents age? I mean, I wouldn't expect her to show up if I don't even know what the hell she's doing.
No, well, throughout the years, she did that. She disappeared and then all of a sudden appear in their lives and acted like nothing happened.
And she only lived 2 minutes away. So you'd see her, but she would never stop by and see your mom.
Not even that. She didn't visit it. Yeah.
You didn't run into her at the grocery store?
No.
2 minutes away.
No. No, yeah.
Now that bitch went to Trader Joe's. She thought she's better than everybody else. Thank you, Veronica. I totally get it. Uh-huh. You're Yvonne's gal. She Trader Joe's. Never the tween shall meet. Hello, Elena.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yes. Good morning.
All right. Her sibling feels she is the cause of her mom's death. Oh. What? Whoa. You killed your mother?
Right. Well, I took care of my sister's a drug addict. My brother's an alcoholic. I'm the youngest. And I took care of my brother, my mother for like 12, 13 years because she had dementia.
Yeah.
My sister would message her really bad messages. Stop calling me old lady or do you even know who you are? And things like that. And then it came down to the ending. My son went into the hospital. I needed my brother, somebody to come watch and be with my mother. That didn't happen. Neither one of them came. And some other issues happened with my son that we're still going through. But my mother passed away. The last text I got from my brother was, I'm a selfish, the the word.
Oh, because you were off taking care of your son and you needed one of them to pick up the ball to go watch your mom, and then when nobody was watching her, she died.
Well, she died from the dementia, but no, due to the fact that nobody could come, I couldn't be with him at the hospital, and pretty much the hospital neglected my son, and now he's got to lose his leg because of it.
That's a totally different story. That's a totally different story.
Totally different story. But anyway, so now Elizabeth, which is my sister, says, you killed her, and, you know, you did this, you killed her, you didn't take good care of her, blah, blah, blah.
How could somebody do that when you said, I need you to stop by and take care of mom for a couple of days while I'm with my kids in the hospital?
What were they doing? I mean, you're at the hospital with your son, and mom needs, you know, needs watching because she has dementia. What were they so busy doing?
Drugs and drinking.
Drinking and drugging, yeah.
Well, at least they had an excuse.
I don't know that I would ask either one of them to check in on mom if they're drinking or drugging. Yeah. I'd call a friend.
Not everybody can just call a friend or hire somebody.
That's exactly what I did.
All right.
I mean, if you got a friend that can't sit with my mom for an hour.
Yeah, but that sucks. They're projecting their own guilt onto her because they weren't there for her mom.
Yeah. It's really them that they're mad at.
Yeah.
But they're projecting, yeah.
I guess you have, like, maybe 4 or 5 siblings, it's probably a good chance you're going to hate one or two of them. Mm. You know, like in a Catholic
it's
family,
just the numbers.
Like you get like 9, 10 kids, one of them gay.
Yeah. Maybe even 2.
What?
Maybe even 2.
Maybe even 2.
I dated somebody who had, there were 4 kids in the family and 3 of them were gay. The youngest was straight, but all the 3 oldest.
That's why the youngest is his favorite.
That's probably true.
Hello, Anita.
Yep. Hello.
Hi.
All right, your older sister.
I'm so honored to speak to you guys, first of all.
Your older sister didn't come around until your mom got cancer. Another likely story, like one sibling is taking care of the sick parent, and the other one doesn't ever show up to, like, help, and then didn't show up till the very end, and now is like, hey, where's mine? Where's mine?
Yes, exactly. And she even tried to sue my stepdad for her house that she didn't even own or had no control of.
No right to.
What a peach.
Yeah. No rights to. Exactly. And she tried to sue my stepdad for the rights to the house.
My God.
Damn, yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah.
They're all very kind of similar.
I mean, yeah.
The threat is, yeah.
I'm gonna ask a good follow up question. I've been forgetting to ask.
Okay.
This entire time, because these are really, like I said, this is a repeat. It's like, oh, mom, dad, and
now we're fighting over the house. Or
yeah,
we're like,
what were you fighting about when mom and dad were alive and you were adults? Maybe you just didn't come around. The only reason you're even back around is because mom and dad are dead, and then just now you got to see each other, and the fighting started up. You probably fought as kids.
See if I can get some money out of this. Sickening.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, if you have a conflict with a sibling, says 1 in 4 people are estranged from at least one brother or sister. Maybe it's a personality conflict. You just, we're just not, they're 2 different people. We just don't
vibe. We wouldn't
vibe.
Be friends, like, if we weren't related.
You know, she's a hippie, and... she's just a hippie, you know what I'm saying?
A free spirit, Frank, just on the wind.
Yeah, exactly. Lies or betrayal. They were dishonest and didn't have your back. Yeah, when you needed your sibling there, they didn't have your back.
Yeah, can you sit with mom? My son's in the hospital. I got to go be with him. I can't sit with mom. Can you go be? No.
Oh, manipulative behavior, the guilt tripping, always playing the victim. Oh, yeah, there she is again. Oh, poor me. Oh. I'd be tiring.
My God.
Conflict with other family members. You've broken it off into 2 rival groups. Like she said, my 3 sisters hate our younger sister. Start a little family war. What side are you on, cremation or burial?
Well, it's too late now, anyway.
By
the way, why are we arguing about it? Because it's something
done.
You can't undo, so why fight it? You can be mad at me, I guess, but where are we going with that?
And conflicting values, like politics. I'm sure if you're Darren's wearing a old MAGA hat, you wouldn't be texting him. Hey, Darren, how's the pumpkin pie? So I got the follow-up question that I've not been asking anybody. My mistake. Hello, Giovanni.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller.
No, we finally found a reason for you to call to talk crap about your sibling. All right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So my brother, the conflict between my brother and sister, that they come from that generation where they take advantage of mom and dad. So, you know, they're always pretty much freeloading off of them.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, my brother, I think he's suffering from middle child syndrome. So he has that going for him. And then pretty much when my dad passed away, you know, my brother pretty much took advantage of what was going on and kind of signed up, you know, to keep the house.
Okay, so here's the story once again. All right, my follow-up question, Giovanni, and maybe all of you have already called in and asked yourself this question. Would you reconcile right now? Do you hope to reconcile? Or are you like, I'm just done? There's no, I don't want to ever reconcile. I'm done.
Great question.
Thank you.
You know, I see him. I'll say hi and bye, but I don't, you know, keep up conversations with him. I kind of just walk away.
But you guys still see each other.
That was messed up is that he did, like, douchebag stuff. Like, when he was buying the house off my mom and dad, you know, he was supposed to give him their cut. So when it came to him pretty much kicking my mom out, he was charging her late fees.
No, we're not reconciling with a douche like that.
Yeah, when you say hi or bye to him.
Goodbye. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah.
You know, I'm kind of like...
All right, stay and hold Giovanni. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God. Charge your mom late fees.
That's... No, you don't have anything to do with that kind of person.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey.
Okay, another one. Her brother stopped talking to her because she was trustee of their parents' will. That's the biggest issue that everybody's running into. Mm-hmm. So you need to figure this out while your parents are alive and like have that sit-down family meeting so you can stop all this and go, this is how it's going to be, and have a whatever, somebody there, a lawyer or a notary or something.
Well, he knew. He knew.
Yeah.
He knew, actually.
Oh,
he...
crap.
Yeah, well, it goes back away. I was the youngest and the only girl out of three brothers, so there was jealousy there the whole time.
Yeah.
Growing up, he could never be good enough in his eyes for my father. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, but he still didn't feel good enough. But he was never really there for my parents. He would always disappoint my mom, saying he was going to come visit, never show up. I, on the other hand, lived down the street, took care of both of them when they were sick and dying. They were closest to my kids.
So you deserve everything.
Well, no, that wasn't even it. He didn't even need any of that. He was only hurt because they didn't... Well, my dad passed away first, and he was... anyways.
Would you reconcile with him now? Would you reconcile with him now? Is there a chance, or are you done? Nope.
Light switch.
Well, this is the thing. He's kind of bipolar. He will text and say, I miss you, you know, and all that, and the next text, he's...
They don't sell tab anymore.
He's just cussing me out. And the next text, he's just been very unstable his whole life mentally, because of probably what he saw in the Air Force. Well, but,
I mean, I know you're his sister, and he was in the Air Force, and he's unstable, and he's bipolar, so why don't you have a little more empathy and understanding about his situation?
I would reconcile with him, but he has no desire. He didn't even come to my mom's funeral. He went and saw her when she was sick, dying, but he did not come to her funeral. I was like, oh my God, that's the ultimate, you know.
Maybe he was there and he couldn't walk in.
Maybe.
There you go. Maybe. I'd say you're...
But yeah, I would if he would reconcile with me. If,
all right, that's one that would. I think Giovanni said he kind of does. He kind of says hi and stuff. Stay on hold, Debbie. William, God damn.
Well,
hey, William.
Yes, this is me.
You estranged from your brother?
Well, I just got a big problem with him that I went on vacation about 9 years ago, and I come back. My mom's supposed to pick me up at the airport. I'm trying to reach out to them, and nobody answers. So I'm like, maybe my mom's busy. I go home, call her in the morning, same thing, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? Nobody's there. Nobody's answering. What's going on? I go up over there. He's got himself barricaded in the house with my dead mom laying there on the ground. Because apparently he hit her over the head with a mortar.
And, looks like you won the tickets for... What do you want to go? What concert do you want to go to?
What do you got? What are my options?
You got Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, and Spin Doctors. You got Tedusky Trucks Band. You got 30 Seconds to Mars, Jerry Cantrell, and Simple Plan.
You don't got tickets to the OC Fair?
I don't, not particularly for this particular thing. Yeah, I do, actually, yeah, that yeah. is. That yeah, is yeah, that's the Blues Traveler, Gin yeah. Blossoms, the Spin Doctors. I'll give you that four pack. All right, of the sibling estranged face-off, your brother killed your mother, you win the tickets. So, sorry, hey! Giovanni and Debbie, you can hang up now.
Just a follow-up question. Would you reconcile?
Would you reconcile now, or is there not a chance?
My mom always said, don't forget about your brother. Right now, he's in Patton State Hospital. He's there for life. But, you know, I go over there, try to visit him. But it doesn't seem like all he thinks about is himself, yeah. as always.
Yeah.
He just wants me to give him money. And I'm like, you're not going nowhere. He's like, oh, but the food here sucks. And he starts crying to me about all this. And I told him, dude, I'm not your mom. Your mom's gone. I can help you out, you know, here and there, but don't expect this, like, every time, like, you know. And I try to, you know, reach out to him and talk to him. You know, I'm hoping one day he'll apologize to me at least, you know. Let me know that.
He's never apologized for killing your mom.
Wow.
Or something like that, you know.
Yeah, and I'm saying he's never has. He's never even acknowledged that he did it.
He doesn't even mention it.
My God.
Never.
God.
I'm so sorry. That's hard.
All right, well, stay on hold. We'll get you your Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, and Spin Doctors at the OC Fair.
Frank, what's a mortar? I didn't want to ask him, but what's a mortar?
Like a boom. Like a big shell.
That's what I imagine.
Like a metal, like a big, like a, where they drop in and they shoot them in the air and they land them like little, like large, like grenades.
Oh, my God.
A mortar, I think. I don't know. Or is it like that thing, a pestle and mortar, where it's like you hit her in the head with the bowl? Or is the mortar the thing you grind?
Mortar and pestle. Mortar is the stick thing, I think.
The mortar's probably one of those then.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Well, 45% said they would make amends with a strange sibling, and 29% said no. And the rest aren't sure if they would or not. So, I guess, well, that was fun. All right, let's get a look at traffic and be glad if you have siblings that you still talk to and still love. I mean, it could be worse, right? We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.